were in school, you'd probably taken a lot more interest in history. And that history, that public TV program, that really is wonderful. I mean, they've had have Alaska last week, and I mean it, and maybe the kids are more educated just due to TV.
Oh, interesting. What do you think about how kids connect with farming overall? Do you think kids nowadays know as much as the kids then, or
Huh?
I don't know. I was thinking about it. The kids,
Give me that question again.
so if the Farmers Museum, they learn about farming, do you think that the kids nowadays are as interested in farming as they were when you worked there? It's hard because we don't really know the kids.
Probably about the same.
Yeah. And did you ever have
There.
kids who were really interested or came from farm
Oh, I think
families?
yeah. I'd say there was a lot of kids that were really interested. Oh, I know. I think when they left, they learned a lot. They really did. I always thought it was a great program. And I was reading and thinking how much that program has improved. Not only here, but because I think maybe because of the programs we had there, Baseball Hall of Fame picked up, and they have programs up there for the
Oh.
kids. Absolutely wonderful. And it's not like just baseball. They use timelines, and I think the education from both Baseball Hall of Fame, Fenimore Art Museum, and also the Farmers Museum, the education that those kids have. Kids remember, they'll say, I've had grown-ups come to me and say, "Boy, I can remember coming to the Farmers Museum." Huh? "And what year was that?" And I say, "You remember the lady that got on the bus?" "Yeah," I said, "that was me, you know." And they said, they remembered the, and I think it just depends on how you're treated, how your day went, how the weather was, how the mood of everybody, including your teacher or your museum teacher, that influences a kid for the whole time.
That's interesting. So, what did you do after you stopped working at the.
Went to Alaska.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I
wow.
was never able to take a trip.
Oh, so you always worked a lot.
And I was just couldn't do it. And that was the first thing I did. I have a niece and a nephew that both live in Alaska and have their families. And actually, I now have a great nephew, and my nephew has started Phillips Construction Company North. So the name, see, I was a Phillips. My maiden name was Phillips. So we have Phillips Construction here in Cooperstown, and my dad was the one that started it, and then my brother, and then his kids, and then one of his boys in Alaska. So it's Phillips Construction Company North.
Spreading everywhere.
Yep.
So now you're involved in some organizations in town.
I was in a parade today.
You were.
I think my picture might be in the journal probably this week.
So today's Veterans Day.
Today's Veterans Day. Yep.
And the parade was on Main Street.
Yes.
And what were you in the parade with? What
The
group?
American Legion Auxiliary.
Okay.
But I've had problems in sounds stupid. Problems in the walking part. And I said to the girls, "Oh, yeah, I hate riding in a car." So they now have this little, well, you'll see it in the paper. It's a little kind of cheap.
Oh.
And a riding net.
Oh, great.
And it was funny because the girl from the Freeman's Journal, she said, "Can I have your name?" And I was, "Oh my God, she's going to ask me why I'm riding it." And the fella that drives me, I got laughing so hard. I said, later, I said, I should have said, Well, I've been a member for 53 years, and I can't walk straight, and that's why I'm in this. He and I got laughing so hard. So I told her, I said, well, I said, and she kind of looking at me like, why are you here? And finally I said, okay, I said, I'm a member of the Auxiliary, I said, for 52 years.
Oh, wow. And so then, what does the American Auxiliary do?
It's a spinoff from, we help the veterans.
Okay.
You've got the VFW, and you also have American Legion. Jerry was both, and Jerry was county commander for, that was a fun year. We had dinners every week to go to. It's on, I forgot it's on.
No, that's okay.
But anyway, yeah.
No, this is interesting. So what do you guys do in the auxiliary? You help out?
We put on dinners for the veterans. We help with different veterans organizations. We send money to some of the hospitals. We take care of some of the veterans that are over here in the home.
Oh, wow.
Usually at Christmas time, we try to get presents and stuff for them. American Legion Auxiliary is a very large organization, so VFW and American Legion. VFW, and you have to have certain dates of being in the service to join either one of the organizations. VFW, you have to serve overseas. American Legion, you have to be in just certain dates. And somebody's, well, if you were in the service, it seems like you had it. Well, what it is that the Legion and VFW didn't set up those dates. Congress sets up those dates. And they were set up a long time ago because the two organizations are so strong that they did say at the time, they put these dates up because the organizations were so strong they could overthrow the government. Now, that is what I have heard. Why?
Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And so I know you're also a Native daughter?
Yeah.
And what do you do in that organization?
Not, well, I'm trying to think what they did this year. Well, we had a meeting. You only get together once a year.
Oh, okay.
And that's not a weekly or a monthly meeting. And we have it at the Otisaga, and we have a big luncheon at the Otisaga.
Oh, how nice.
And you get to see a lot of people that you haven't seen in a long time. It's really a very, very nice thing to go to because it's amazing how many people you do know. People say, well, gee, I can walk down the street, and I don't know anybody. There's all these strangers in town. But you go to something like that, and you meet people that they may have gone away, and then they come back. All you had to do was be born here in Cooperstown for 50 years, and then you're a Native daughter, or you have to live here for 50 years.
Okay. So you've lived in Cooperstown for 50 years.
Yeah.
Great.
But I had to be 70, and some people could be 50.
Are there any other organizations that you're involved in town?
Well, that's about it.
Sounds like you do a lot American Legion Auxiliary.
I try to help people when they need it, but I usually don't say anything too much about that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Is there anything else you want to tell me about?
I don't know. I told you I'm pretty boring.
Oh, not at all. This has been very interesting.
I know. My kids growing up on Main Street.
Okay.
That was fun. They were good. Now, in the summertime, we had a place out there in Lentzville on Fish Road. When they were little, and Peter was still in diapers, I seemed to be going out to my mother and dad's a lot because it was lawn and everything in the summertime. And I remember my mother saying, why don't you get a swing set? And I said, where am I going to put a swing set? She said, out here in the yard. And I said, are you sure? Yep. So we called Western Auto at the time. And they delivered a swing set. My father came home. He looked at it. Well, where'd that come from? I said, Mother said we could get it. He said, well, I was the one who told your mother. They need something to play with. So one day he said, why don't you and Jerry come for supper? And I came back and I got Jerry. And I said, Mother and Dad wants to come out to supper. I said, you want to talk to us about something? So he said, you know what? He says, come on, after supper, he said, I'm going to take a walk. Now, there was a long, long chicken house. It used to be a chicken farm. And they were no longer farming at this time because, for one thing, couldn't live on a few cows. So Dad went back into construction. But anyway, I said, what are we talking about? He said, well, he said, you know, this old foundation there. He says, we could build a little camp. He said, but if you take this chicken house, and he said, we clean this all out and put up sheetrock and everything, and he says, clean it all out. He said, you probably could live in here by the end of this, before the summer's over. And I can remember, what? Well, next thing you know, we're all working on this little house, and we ended up having a camp out there, and it was wonderful. It was great. We had an outhouse in the summertime, but we also had my mother's place that had a shower and a tub.
That's so good.
So that was one thing. Okay, so the kids in the summertime were out there, and my dad eventually put in a lake, so we had swimming out there. It was really nice. And then the boys living on Main Street, as they grew up, these poor guys, if they went out, they couldn't do anything wrong because every merchant knew them. And I can remember getting a phone call once in a while. Did you know that Paul is doing such and such? And at that time, if somebody told you that your kid was doing something wrong, you believed the person that told you. You didn't believe your kid. So they got to the point where I remember Paul finding this dead bird and going down to, at that time it wasn't the Red and White, it was a little grocery store. And he took it into the owner and he said, I found this dead bird. And it was Mr. Grady. And Grady has Doubleday. So it was his father that had ended up going out and having a little funeral for the bird. Mm-hmm. And he buried the bird, had a funeral for him. Paul came home and told us all about the funeral for the bird.
Were there other kids on Main Street, or you guys were the only family?
The ones that lived up the other... There wasn't any really apartments, too many apartments on Main Street. Not like there's more apartments now than there was then. But the kids knew all the merchants, every one of them. And there wasn't anybody on Main Street they didn't know. And oh my gosh, Halloween, I mean, we would go with them for Halloween. Next thing you know, we were invited in for hamburgers or whatever at somebody's house. And it was different. It was different. And I've got to say, I've gotten so I still kind of keep in with most of the merchants, even though there's a lot that, I mean, two guys across the street to get along with, and I think they would do anything for me. Same with the Tuna Cliff. They're nice. Phil, who has Nicoletti's, nice guy. Danny's Market, same thing, any problems. I don't know, I was sick and everybody, if you need anything, let us know.
That's great.
But yeah, it is. It's nice. Nice, it's community. Nice to live in Cooperstown. I feel safe in the way that if I needed somebody, I could just pick up the phone and call.
And it's been like that in the past, too?
Oh, yeah.
So it hasn't really changed?
Not for me, it hasn't changed. Not for me. For a lot of people. Because there's a lot of people that just will not accept the change that, we had a red and white, we had Michael's Meat Market, we had the AMP, we had Victory Market, we had two shoe stores, one was next door, one was down here, we had a barber shop, we had two dress shops, and a men's shop, and then later another men's shop went on, and everything was on Main Street. And I think the big change was, and people say, well, you know, I can't buy anything in Cooperstown. You can't buy a shirt in Cooperstown. You can't buy this. Well, I understand we have a shoe place in town now. We still have Ellsworth and Sills across the street. And it, if it's anybody's fault of why we don't have things, people that when the malls came in, they went to the malls, and the only time they decided that Cooperstown, to shop in Cooperstown, when it was convenient for them. Sure, the malls were cheaper, so people were going there. And I truly believe that's what killed Cooperstown merchants and everything else. And then baseball became the big thing, and then all of a sudden, we only had actually two baseball places in Cooperstown. Woods was the first one, and then Doug Walker went in. And then after that, next thing you know, there's like this and this, and you can just cut so many pieces of a pie. And still have a problem, although I think there's more. We've got more gift shops in town. But we also have some closed stores, and everybody complains about baseball. If it wasn't for baseball, we'd be like every little town that's boarded up. I mean, you talk to some of these people that live somewhere else, and they say, don't complain about baseball. Come to my town and see what it looks like. And I think people like to come here because, yes, they can walk down the street, and yes, the stores are open. Yeah, there's a lot of baseball, but thank God there's something that's keeping us going. Down.
And your tenant, do they have any baseball? Is that a baseball store?
Downstairs? Yeah, he's got the plastic balls and the plastic bats. But his is, you'll have to go in the store. He is so wonderful to the kids. He's got kids' games down there. He's got puzzles that are great for the kids. He's got toys, he's got jewelry that's beautiful. He tries to do a lot of local. There's pottery down there from local people. The jewelry that's made from some of the people. They have the soap rocks that are only made in Oneonta. And they have the patent on that. Did you ever see the soap rocks?
I haven't.
Before you go, I'll show you one. I have them in the bathroom. And they're really, really very nice. So anyway, I think living on Main Street, and I've lived here now 50, I thought one time, yeah, I really want a house. Well, I finally got over that, and I thought, you know, I'm very lucky to live here. Now, at my age, I don't have to worry about cutting lawn or having somebody cut lawn for me. I've got 3 flights of stairs, but so far I haven't had any problem with them. If I did, I could always move down on the second floor and make a little apartment down there for myself. I think maybe I was supposed to be a tenant that lives in, on Main Street for 53 years.
Wow. So, are you the longest person?
Well, in the business district, yes.
Okay.
But on Main Street, you can go up to Paula Pugliese, and she's got a house up there. She's got to be 60 maybe years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you've seen a lot.
She would be one, and I'd be the next one. Yeah.
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 And. Maybe a little bit more about your sons. So.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty good. Paul loves Cooperstown. Paul knows everything that goes on in Cooperstown. Paul will call me up in the morning. He calls me every morning. And I am really happy that I didn't get phone calls from them tonight. But they usually, Paul usually checks on me in the morning. And most of the time, checks on me in the evening. Also, when he's on his way to work. And I always tell him, what are you bored on your way to work? And he's got a speaker thing, so he's not holding the cell phone. And I always kid him. And I said, you know, I said, one of these days, call me from home and I'll be really complimented, you know. But I kid him about it. He is one of these guys that, when had the election and everything, he was here. He is very concerned about Cooperstown, about the politics in Cooperstown. He loves Cooperstown. Peter does too, but Peter had his family, and he's pretty well established where he is.
Where do your sons live?
Paul lives in Whitesboro, which is not that far from Syracuse.
Okay.
And Peter lives in he lives in Baldwinsville, and he's only 10 minutes from Syracuse.
Okay.
So they get to see each other quite a bit. Both of them were lucky and went to Cooperstown School, which is a good school. Paul liked basketball. Peter liked football, track. He didn't go to basketball. They were both into baseball, into the Little League. Both went to the summer program for swimming. Be a cold days, and they'd both want to go up, and they'd go up to 3 Mile, and all the kids learned how to swim up there. And they started out really, really early, taking them up. Like, they went up, like, I think in the second grade on up.
And
Paul works in, he's my guy when the TV goes off. Paul, I can't get a signal. What am I doing wrong? Okay, Mom. Walks me right through it. And he also, he can hook up anybody's TV. He gets paid for hookups TVs. I mean, luckily I got two beautiful TVs because of him. Peter has 5 children, and they're all grown. One is a teacher, and one is home, and the others all have jobs. And they're cute kids. Paul, he got married when he was 50.
Okay.
And I told him, I said, boy, I said, I want to tell you something. I said, she was worth waiting for. I said, thank goodness. Now, let's see here. I got... You bet I'm at it. No, I thought maybe his wife was here. She's a sweetheart and a good lady.
Do you think they're going to move back to Cooperstown?
As soon as they can afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see him go up there. When he bought the house, his uncle, his grandmother had died, and then his uncle had the house, and Uncle Bill kind of just let things go, you know. Mm-hmm. He was there. And then when he passed away, he left his estate to my 2 sons. So Paul was able to work it out with Peter and bought Peter's share in the house. And now that's gone back. Geez, that's gone back. He's owned it almost 18 years now. And he's done a lot of work up there. Is that still on?
It is, but I just wanted to hear a little bit about your sons. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you so much for having me over.
Oh, you're welcome, Christine.
Having me.
I told you I had a pretty boring life.
Oh, not at all. Well, thank you again.
But a good life.
Definitely.
I really did. My childhood was good, too.